Okay, I just need to get a sample so I can make sure I have the recording levels on correctly. So could you?
Say one.
No, I'll
Could I say one, two, three?
and you, Mr.
One, two, three.
That looks pretty good. Okay. All right, today is November 21st, 2003. The interviewer is Sanja, and we are at the Best Western in Roswell, Georgia. And we have I have two interviewees today. Okay, could you tell me your names?
Charles
Joseph.
Okay, and your ages?
56.
81.
And you're both male. And could you tell me how you identify yourselves ethnically?
Black.
Black.
That's the terms you prefer? Okay. And could you tell me about your education?
Graduating high school. Had a couple of post-secondary classes at Atlanta Area Tech, a couple of years.
So you're, but you're, in terms of elementary and stuff, was that all here in Roswell?
Well, Alpharetta, the black school was in Alpharetta. No black school in Roswell.
Okay, so then that was the Bailey Johnson, is that
Right,
it?
Bailey Johnson.
Okay.
1 through 12.
Really?
Right.
Okay. No. Okay, so that was during time of segregation here.
The Jim Crow situation.
I see. And what about you, Mr.
With school in Alpharetta through the ninth grade.
So the same situation. There were no blacks allowed to go to school in Roswell. I see. Okay. Can you tell me about the jobs that you've had?
Me?
Yeah, I'm just sorry, just because you're on the
Okay,
left
well,
side is all.
when I was small, I used to cut grass, unload bricks. Once I got out of school, I worked for the school my senior year, I think. They had a program where seniors could help to underclassmen and got paid. But I worked for the cotton mill here when I got out of school for 6 months.
The cotton mill was.
Yeah, it was still here when that was like 66, 1966. And I worked a couple of years, then I went to the city of Atlanta, worked for the parks department. Then I went in the army. When I got out of the army, I worked at Western Electric, which became AT&T, which became Lucent, and I retired there with 30 years service.
Okay. But I thought the cotton mill was segregated. I guess by that time it wasn't segregated then.
Not really, because I actually worked. I really didn't have a maintenance job, but more of the job was maintenance because I had to do something with the spools there, and I can't remember what it was. It wasn't just sweeping the floor.
So by that, by the 60s, the mill wasn't segregated anymore.
I somewhat, it was like you could only do certain jobs. It wasn't totally segregated, no blacks at all, but you only did certain jobs.
And could you be there at night?
I think I worked at evening. So, maybe 3 to 7, 3 to 8, 11, or something like that.
Now, was there anything interesting going on at night in the middle area?
No, not that I recall. And it was such a small period. Like I said, maybe I worked there 6 months, but I don't remember anything unusual or stand out in my mind, no.
Maybe all the unusual activity we had happened
Maybe.
prior to that in its heyday or something. How long was the mill in existence?